response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios.
You're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome to the Nation.
About to hit you some around the bases. Switzerland has defeated Colombia on penalty kicks, so Switzerland will be advancing to the quarterfinal to take on Argentina. Big upset there as Colombia favored to get the win. But, hey, shout out to the Swiss getting a nice victory. Let's go around the bases in just a minute. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Super Bowl winning scout here at the Comerica Backyard. We got DJ Bridemore engineering for us as well. Hour number five of the G-Bag Nation. Shout out to Lucius Alexander and Austin Nix back in master control. And Djokovic is moving on in a Wimbledon as well. 5-hour and 15-minute epic at 39 years old. He outlasted and was able to get the win. So there's a little bit of your headlines as of right now. But let's do it, boys. Let's go around the bases right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
The Rangers with Jacob deGrom. He is slated for his 18th start of the season tonight. Texas season strikeout leader with 115. He's fanned 26 batters over his last three starts, and he boasts the highest strikeout per nine-inning figure in the American League. He's fourth in all of the majors behind some guy named Mizorowski, who's pretty damn good. Paul Skeens, Jesus Luzardo. Yeah, that's pretty elite company right there. He's number four. He's seeking to become just the sixth pitcher in club history to strike out eight or more batters in four consecutive games. The others on the list: Lance Lynn, Yu Darvish, Nolan Ryan, and Ed Carrera. So, hey, let's go. DeGrom, he needs this because he has struggled against the Halos.
Did you struggle with that last guy's name?
There's like a big space in here on the note. So it was kind of, I was like, what? What's going on here? Why is there a giant space? So the typo situation kind of got me there, all right?
That's your guy, though, Lance Lynn, your doppelganger.
It's my dude. It's my spirit animal, the one and only Lance Lynn. Peyton Gray, who was our guest earlier in the show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Peyton Gray for jumping on with us. He has stranded 11 of his 12 inherited runners on the campaign, including six straight over his last 17 games. He's been fantastic. So shout out to Peyton Gray. Hopefully he gets that G-bag bump. With a win tonight, the Rangers would avoid slipping below 500 for the first time since June 27th, and they'd pick up their first win against the Angels this season. Got swept earlier in Anaheim.
Versus a god-awful baseball team in your division will potentially come on July 7th.
But that's the way it is. You know, hey, if the Angels were good, I'm sure the Rangers would have done the sweeping. But the Halos are bad. So now we got to be a little nervous about this. Now, you're right, 972. I met the Switzernese. Got the win there, and they're advancing against Colombia. Shout out to our G-Bag of the day. That is the great Fred Davis. So Major League Baseball came out with their midseason grades for all 30 MLB teams. For the Rangers, they're looking at a rather strong C, and I think that's probably fair.
Give it a passing grade?
Yeah, they're 500 at this point of the year. I don't know what we really expected.
Yeah.
You know, they write in the immortal words of Dennis Green, the Rangers are who we thought they were, a 500 team. But how they got here is a little bit of a different story. As Corey Seager's been injured and ineffective, Wyatt Langford has sat out half the season. Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom have been okay, but homer-prone. And the bullpen, especially all-star Jacob Blatz, has been better than expected. It's not difficult to see a path to the postseason for the Rangers. Seager and Langford return without sitting out too much more time and get a more dominant second half from Eovaldi, deGrom, and Mackenzie Gore. And he's right. I mean, I co-sign all of this. The Rangers are what they are, which is a 500 team until they prove otherwise. But they certainly have the capability to be better than that. The problem is they've gone on these, you know, you'll win 7 out of 10. And then you're going to lose, you know, 4 in a row. They got to find a way to get some consistency here, and hopefully it starts this week against your in-division opponents and bad teams right now. And the Angels, and we'll see about Houston. But everyone in the division, for the most part, getting C's. The Astros got a C. The Mariners getting a C as well. It's kind of just a C American League right now. Nobody's really jumping out and saying, hey, we're here. I guess the Yankees and the Rays to an extent, but overall.
The Yankees have been struggling too.
Yeah, it's been blah. I mean, without Aaron Judge, they got a lot of issues right now happening for them. So there's your midseason grades, 877-881-1053, if you want to give us yours.
I just asked a guy a question, and I wonder how many people out there. Guy, he's an older guy. He has glove with him. And I asked him about it. I go, like, have you caught a ball before? He's like, yeah. And like his girlfriend, wife, whatever, she's like, no, he catches
like his mom.
Was his mom?
I think it was his mom.
You think so?
Yeah.
She didn't look older. There was like a sister involved somewhere?
There was just, I think that was her, her son and daughter.
Okay, well, anyway.
It's a very family-oriented.
If you
crew.
Bring a, text in, if you bring a glove,
she's
we'll
milfy.
But if you bring a glove to the game, have you ever caught a ball?
Yeah.
And he's, and he was saying, I've caught a few. So.
I've never caught a ball in the game. And I've never really, I've only had like three maybe ever hit in the direction that I'm in. So you got to like know where you're sitting. I think that's the key. You got to kind of figure out, like, this is the right area. But, man, I'll tell you, those foul balls.
In the suites?
Yes.
Yeah,
they'll come and get you.
Rocking it over that net.
I know, yes. That's probably, like, the most action I've gotten.
Yeah.
For the foul balls.
In your entire life.
Yeah, I just like wonder. I just wonder if you bring your glove to your
outside
game,
of my two kids.
Is it just a wasted?
Yeah.
I know it's something you do. You're like, hey, bring your, you know, it's a kid. I can get it. He was kind of like an older guy.
Kind of for show.
Yeah. And you wonder if, like,
no, because you got to be prepared for the moment, okay? And especially if you don't trust your bare hands to get it done.
There's
for
no
you.
Way. That's
you're the
breaking
hero.
Fingers.
You're the hero in that section when you nab that ball.
Yeah.
And so you might go to 100 games, and on that 100th one, next thing you know, bang, I'm that guy. I'm glad I brought my glove.
Could you see yourself misplaying the ball and letting it hit you?
100%.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right past. Your glove and hits you in the shoulder.
With these exit velos these days?
Oh, man.
You kidding me? Those things come screaming.
You take
bro.
A bag step, now he's torn an ACL again. Yeah. You know?
Or just falling over on top of the people in front of me.
I think that would
he's
happen.
Kind of outstretched to grab the ball, and then I take a tumble over a couple of rows.
If the ball is screaming, do you just let it hit the seat and then try and run over and get it?
If I don't have a glove, yes, I'm avoiding the ball at all costs.
Are you pushing people next to you into the path of the ball?
I don't know that I'm going to do that, but listen, I don't know, because in that moment, it just becomes every man for himself.
Right. Yeah.
So potentially.
Now there's ricochets, and the ricochets where things can really get out of hand.
Yeah. You can get a doink
you
off
know?
The dome.
Now all of a sudden you're hitting somebody else, they're hitting you.
It's a weird carom.
How would you feel if the ball hit a guy? You know, hit somebody in your group, and then you grab the ball. You give the ball to the guy. Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
sitting with like eight guys, and one of your buds gets hit with the ball, but you jump down there and get the ball and hold it up, and like Bassett goes, "Oh, look that guy, the big
it's
ball."
It's the Socceroo over there. It's the Aussie.
And then, but your friend like took a ball in the arm.
I'm more likely to give it to a guy that I don't know that got hit with the ball as opposed to my buddy.
You always give the ball to a little kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's a money ball,
you
that
just
goes,
keep it.
You know, it's a home run ball. That's
instead of giving it to your buddy, you just keep it for yourself.
Yeah, just laugh at
seriously. like Wolchuk gets hit with a ball, and we're in Anaheim. He gets hit with the ball, and we're jumping around because we're so excited. But he's
dealing with a bruise on his breast.
That would happen to me. Why has he got to be the breast? I'd be more likely my face.
Right,
I'd be like Drew Barrymore with the bag of peas on her.
Yeah, I mean, that's
hazardous.
Just
get my gosh. Yeah, that was, they could be. Caught a Josh Smith home run ball in right field, row 5 from the 817.
There you go.
Josh. Bringing your glove as an adult man is a man card violation from
really?
The 469.
Is it really?
Have you ever seen anybody hold their beer in a glove?
Wait, no, I have not.
No, but I have seen somebody catch a ball with their beer.
There was a girl the other night in the Rangers game when they were in where were they this recently? Was it Cleveland? It was
Cleveland.
The
in
ball
Cleveland.
Went
yeah.
into the girl's cup, and she was slamming it in, and Mike and them were like cheering her on, and she
Hell
stopped.
Yeah.
And
that's epic.
That is pretty sick.
That's amazing. We got had a foul ball hit my seat while I was at the concession stand. Mm. Biggest FU for getting up ever from the 469. I've never caught a ball in my 24 years of life from the 469. Only time I caught a ball was when I was a kid in the center field grass at the old stadium.
So you had to run into the grass.
Yeah.
You have to
which
go
was cool.
That.
I kind of missed that.
That's kind of cool.
That was badass. So there's your midseason grades. Now, we got the Major League Baseball draft coming up, and we have some Dallas area Major League Baseball draft prospects to watch, including the guy who could be the number one overall pick. That would be Fort Worth Christian shortstop Grady Emerson. He is the top overall prospect in the draft, 2026 National Gatorade Player of the Year, who's been a highly touted baseball talent since his freshman year at Argyle. Ahead of his senior season, he transferred to Fort Worth Christian to play under former Ranger great Rusty Greer and nearly led the program to the Taps D2 state title this past season. His name has been thrown out like the next Bobby Witt Jr. in terms of DFW prospects. Most mocks had Emerson going number two, but in recent weeks, some have started to slot the shortstop as the number one overall pick to the White Sox as a senior. The dude hit .508 with 8 homers and 56 RBIs. That's pretty damn amazing. We also have right-handed pitcher Cooper Harris of Flower Mound. Top arm of the season, one of the top pitching prospects from the high school ranks, posted a .046 ERA with 104 Ks and is committed to Texas. He ranks in the top 80 overall. Savion Sims from Prestonwood, also a pitcher. Cole Kninger from Keller.
Yep.
Lucas Nowrocki from Aledo. Trey Rangel from the Colony, probably a brother of their former quarterback there, the other Rangel brother, James Jorgensen, and Javorski Lane Jr. from Grapevine. Yes, Javorski Lane Jr. A&M's Javorski Lane.
Is he built like his dad? I want to see how
he's
this
an outfielder. Maybe. I mean, if you were built more like senior, he'd probably be a first base.
I'm thinking this is like Vogelbach.
But yeah, boxy.
Yeah.
Little stub. Dude. 365,
cool.
He hit his senior year. Pretty amazing. We had a lot. I mean, this is, and shout out to Ishmael Johnson, who wrote this in the morning news. There's a lot of really good prospects here in DFW, hell of a baseball area and football area. We got high school football right around the corner. All right, let's get you set. Rangers Keys to Victory coming up next here live from
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
The Globe.
This segment here in the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, here we go, boys. Tonight is a victorious night for your Texas Rangers. Why? It's LSU night, okay? So Josh Smith is in the lineup. He's playing second, and he's batting second.
Josh's gonna get the game-winning hit.
He better.
Yeah, I'm in the stand. I'm out in center field, and they got a couple of these bars. I'm thinking about having a cocktail. Any of you two want to join me for a cocktail?
Well, I'll join you, Coach.
All right.
How about some drinks?
I'm gonna go down there right now, and get us a couple of cocktails.
Please, thank you. We'll be waiting. There it is, Coach
O. Rangerita.
The Rangerita. Oh,
yeah, Rangerita. Tigerita. You know, get a Tigerita. Tigerita. Yeah.
Jose Soriano, who has been struggling a little bit as of late. He is somebody that I think the Rangers could possibly get to. Now, early on, he might give you a good 3 innings. If you're a Ranger fan, don't worry. You're not going to get no hit. I think this is a guy the Rangers are going to be able to get to in the fourth and later. You just need to be patient, work his pitch count up. But the big key is going to be DeGrom, and he's got to stay alive in this thing in the first inning. For whatever reason, we know the first inning struggles have been very, very real, but the struggles against the Angels have also been real, and you'd like to think that's not playing on Jacob DeGrom's mind, but you never know. He's a human.
Yeah, he needs to be superhuman tonight and get this thing done at a high level.
He's just now walking through the outfield to go out to the bullpen to get ready for this. So I think if you want to, we could turn around and yell at him to about the first
DeGrom.
Inning. Yeah.
First inning. We don't need this crap from you.
Yeah, let's
all right.
Go.
Give me a Jock Peterson homer tonight, by the way, boys.
All right, Jocko, what's your pick to click, Brian?
Josh Smith?
Yeah, it's got to be Smitty.
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Yeah, it's got to go Smitty.
I think 10 of the 12 dongs on Soriano have been lefties.
I'm going to go with Easy D. Give me Ezekiel Duran.
Okay.
Go ahead and go yard here tonight. And I hope it happens as long as the Rangers hit all the homers. Thank you to DJ Pridemore, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, to Gavin Dawson, Lucius Alexander, Austin Nix. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.